Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is March 8th, 2015. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planets' positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. As the planets' positions foretold, last week turned out to be quite a ride in the news cycle. Venus with Uranus, Mars with Ketu, gave rise to a lot of unexpected events. Where to begin? Well, how about Hillary Clinton and Emailgate? The soon-to-be next president of the United States, according to some, is once again under fire for irregular activities, this time concerning her use of a private email account while she was Secretary of State. First, some background. See how Saturn, the planet of harsh reality, in Scorpio, the sign of secrets, shows up in the 12th house of the United States chart, the house of conspiracies, sedition, treason, and other undesirable activities. And this position continues until January 2017. I think Emailgate is just the opening act, folks. You can expect much more of this sort of thing in the run-up to the 2016 election. And now, over to Hillary's chart. She has just entered her Sun major period. So, this is big. The Sun is the planet of rulership, of status, of renown. And for Libra rising charts, the Sun represents the 11th house of hopes and dreams, goals and ambitions. And here it is placed in her first house of self. Her ambition is to rule. Now, going to the transits, well, this doesn't look good. All this action happening in the house of problems, and Saturn, the planet of consequences, is transiting in her second house of speaking. She better be careful. But her sixth house mess is only temporary. At least Venus and Mars will be out of there in just a couple of weeks. And as we all know, the memory of the electorate is rather short. Last Tuesday, Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, made his fear-mongering anti-Iran pitch to a joint session of Congress. It was red meat, meant for the Republican foreign policy perspective. There is only black and white. No complexity, no compromise, and all enemies are the same. As can be seen from the planetary positions of the chart of the speech, BB was smooth and persuasive, but ultimately stirred up more dissent and controversy than existed before he opened his mouth. Jupiter, the planet of beliefs, is opposed to Mercury, the planet of facts. Venus and Mars together indicate passion. Mr. Netanyahu was certainly passionate in delivering his speech. That passion becomes more disruptive with the addition of Uranus, leading to plenty of controversy and dissent. The President and Vice President and about 50 Democrats of Congress boycotted Mr. Netanyahu's rant. As one Democrat commented, "Political theater worthy of an Oscar." The United States is still in a sun sub-period, which began back in November of last year, and which activates the ninth house of the chart, the house of courts, laws, judges, and judgment. The Supremes and the Justice Department have been in the news a lot lately. Last week, the DOJ issued a scathing report in which it found the nearly all-white Ferguson Police Department guilty of being blatantly racist and of systematically victimizing the town's Afro-American population. Last week, the future of Obamacare was again on the line. The Supremes heard arguments in the Affordable Care Act challenge known as King versus Burwell. The argument highlighted a philosophical divide between textualists, those who think a law means what the words within it say, and purposivists, who think what matters is the intent, the purpose of the lawmakers at the time the law was made. Note how Jupiter, planet of ideology, is opposite Mercury, planet of facts, in the chart. Meanwhile, in Boston, the trial of Boston bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev finally got going. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time I have for this week's Review of the Week. So, until next week, you can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.